John heard a rustling from the red leaves above. Two branches parted, and he glimpsed a little man moving from limb to limb as easily as a squirrel. Bedwick stood no more than 5 feet tall, but the grey streaks in his hair showed his age. The other rangers called him Giant. He sat in the fork of the tree over their heads and said,
"There's water to the north, a lake might be. A few flint hills rising to the west, not very high. Nothing else to see, my lords."
"We might camp here tonight," Smallwood suggested. The old bear glanced up, searching for a glimpse of sky through the pale limbs and red leaves of the weirwood. "No," he declared. "Giant, how much daylight remains to us?"
3 hours, my lord."
"We'll press on north," Mormont decided. "If we reach this lake, we can make camp by the shore, perchance catch a few fish. John, fetch me a paper. It's past time I wrote to Maester Aemon." John found the parchment, quill, and ink in his saddlebag, and brought them to the Lord Commander. "At White Tree," Mormont scrawled, "the fourth village, all empty. The wildlings are gone." "Find Tarly, and see that he gets this on its way," he said as he handed John the message. When he whistled, the raven came flapping down to land on his horse's head.
"Corn?"
the raven suggested, bobbing. The horse whickered.